now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening.
For Dickie's Trees. Got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie. And Mirko Brothers. Trust the experts and grow like a pro with Mirko Brothers.
Oh, dear. Sometimes you just got to laugh.
Oh, I know.
Whack sometimes it on the head with a Dickie. Why not? We all say.
That'll fix it. I always say, yeah.
I don't know.
An axe or a lump of 4x2 will fix it.
It's an experience I haven't had. 922 11 882 is our talkback number. I've been joined by Sue McDougall. We're talking gardening. The lemon tree's gone gangbusters.
Ah, fantastic news. I remember when I used to work with you afternoons, it was your introduction to tomatoes, and the lemon tree, I think, was only just planted then.
Yeah, I've got the lemon tree, and it's bearing fruit. It's
fantastic.
A eureka.
They're great.
They're great. And I put a bit of polythene down next to it and just so the water gets down to the roots. Somebody said to do that, so I filled a bit of polythene pipe up with water. I'll put it down about a metre.
Happy tree?
No, the tree's happy.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's very
You're happy because the tree's happy? Are you like that? When I've got a tree that's not doing so well or a plant that's not doing so well, every time I look at it, I go, oh, I've got to fix that.
I hate seeing sick plants.
So do I.
I've got a thing about them.
Yeah.
We have arguments about sick plants.
Do you?
Yeah, I hate seeing sick plants.
Oh, I do too.
I'd rather not have them than see them.
Yeah. Struggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
It's sort of like a kitten trying to get out of a bucket, you know. You feel that sorry for
them. I do, you do. And there's not a lot you can do. Sometimes the plants have just got to go.
Marty from Butler. G'day, Marty. How you doing?
Hi, Sue. How you going, Bobby?
Yeah, good, brother.
Right. Spring has sprung, Sue.
Certainly
what do I fertilise?
What do you want? What are you growing, I should say?
Right. I've got a nice ficus in a pot.
Yep.
I've got a few different citrus. I've got a Gleditsia, sun, moon, star, beet, something like that.
Sunburst, that's right, close.
There you go. London plain, ornamental plum.
Beautiful.
And, a native eucalypt.
Yeah, no problem. So only one in a pot? Only the ficus in a pot?
The ficus in the pot. Yeah. I don't want it to
No, I wouldn't either, and make sure it's lifted up off the ground. So just controlled-release fertiliser for the London plain, for your eucalypt, for your citrus fertiliser in the ground.
Yep.
So from now on, fertilise every 6 to 8 weeks a little bit with a citrus fertiliser that's an organic base. So that's a little bit too strong for your other trees. So for your controlled, so your flowering plum, your London plain, your native eucalypt, complete fertiliser, when I say slow release, Osmocote for trees is absolutely no problem at all. Slow release a little bit all around the roots, and that's a feed for every 6 months. That'll give them a really good strong boost. Citrus fertiliser is high in potassium and trace elements, so we need that for the trees to get them going. And your citrus tree in a pot, sorry, your ficus in a pot, that's just controlled release fertilizer for pots. If you feed that too much, suddenly it will just drop all its leaves. They sulk. They do. They go.
Oh,
they
I've defoliate. Done that before, and I wonder what I did to it.
That's right. They defoliate. They're funny. They don't sort. They don't wilt as such, but if you move them, they'll drop their leaves. But if you overfeed them, they'll drop their leaves too. So that's why just Osmocote for potted plants is absolutely perfect.
All right.
Awesome. Okay. So spring is sprung. It's a beautiful day today.
Thank you, Marty. Good on you. Kevin from Dianella, 922 11 882 is our number. The lines are open. You can get through. Kev, what do you got for us?
I got a lawn that I bought a place a few years ago.
Yeah.
And what's happening is the soil in Dianella is like silicon. You water it and it runs away. It
certainly is.
But I've dethatched the lawn for 2 years quite heavily, but it's spongy in winter and turns to mud, and I just don't know what to do with it.
Okay. Is it black and very fine as well, your soil, or is it quite... Okay. So what happens is that the organic matter that's in the soil... the fungus that's in the soil that breaks down that organic matter, the byproduct of that is waxy. So you'll find that the natural occurring fungi in all that Bassendean sand area, so Dianella's really close to that, are some of the worst non-wetting soils in the world. So there's just no air spaces in there because it's fine, but then it drains and then it doesn't get wet and we end up with all sorts of problems. What we need to do, Kevin, is the addition... Is it just in your lawn you've got the problem that you're thinking about, or is it all around, or the whole lawn? The whole garden, I should say.
Well, yeah, the whole lot, actually.
Okay,
yeah, so, the lawn more so than the garden. Yeah. But.
So how we would deal with a lawn is if you fork it over, you have to aerate it, which you've already done the last dethatched. So you haven't got a lot of thatch there that's stopping the water. So you aerate it this year. So whether that's with a pitchfork or something, and you need some really good quality wetting agent in there. And then a compost. Now, what the compost is going to do is add microbes and things. The wetting agent's going to get the soil wet, and then we start to add structure to the soil, and the structure is going to make a difference to give you some air spaces. So there's lots of bentonite clay products as well. That is not going to hurt it at all. So you apply one of the bentonite clay products, so sander soil or soil solver or one of those, as well as a very fine layer of compost, and wetting agent is what we need to do at this time of the year.
So if I'd Vertimowed it again, would that do it and then put all this on?
Yeah, exactly, because Vertimow will do is open up the spaces. So you've got those cuts, those vertical cuts, and then the compost goes into the bottom of those, and so does the wetting agent, and so does the water then starts to soak in.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank you, Kev. Good on you. And Charles from – was that Charles from Crean or Kev from Dianola?
That was Kev.
That was Kev. And Charles, you there, Charles?
Yes,
thank you. I just lost you on the switchboard, Charles. I'm no good at it. No, I just pressed a button and someone put me through the zoo. You're not Charles Lyon, are you?
No.
Go Sue. Ahead, Charles.
Thanks. Sue?
Yes.
Agaves.
Yep.
I've got a heap of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to transplant some of them. How do I do that?
Easy. You can get the axe, you can chop them, you can't kill them, you can run over them in your car. Truly, you can do whatever you want to them, they'll still live. So if you've got agaves that have got a stalk on them or a stem on them, you can just chop them wherever you want it to grow and then just stuff it in the ground, and you don't have to do anything, truly. You can add a little bit of hormone gel if you want to, or they'll still keep growing. Got little pups that so if you really wanted to add hormone gel, you just put cuts at the base of the stem, just let it dry out for 24 hours, put some vertical cuts about 3 or 4 centimeters long, paint it with hormone gel, and then put them in the ground or in a pot. Or if you've got baby pups, what we call pups, which are the small ones off the side, cut into those. So you just get the round mouth shovel and you just sort of slice into them. And as long as there's some stem and some root in that, or not just, you know, as the leaves come up and it's not just the leaf tissue, you've got the stem tissue and there's a few roots, they'll grow like weeds too. Truly, what? You could not water them for 2 years and they'll still grow. True, they're great plants for that.
Yeah. It has that big flower on them?
Yeah. Well, you know that one that's flowering will die back.
It'll die back.
Yeah. So your flowering stem will come up, it'll flower, it stays alive for months, it feels like, and it just gradually starts to die back. And through the process of dying back, then the side ones come up. So by the time that's died back completely, you've got about 27 other side shoots coming around and taking over as well.
Yeah,
2,000. There you go.
Good on you, Charles. Thank you for your call. And Neil from Hammy Hill, no. Tim from Mount Hawthorne, yes. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Sue. Hi, Bob.
Hello.
My wife got a couple of blueberry plants as a present, and she wants to put them in some pots.
Yep.
Just wanted to check, is there a particular size pot and potting mix we should be using for them?
As big as possible with a size pot, so at least 50 or 60 centimetres wide. You'll find that the blueberry bush will get up to 1.5 metres high. So if you're in a little pot and it's forever blowing over, we end up with reduced fruit. So you want to give it as much of a start as possible. So between 50, 60 centimetres, even half wine barrel size is ideal.
Mm-hmm.
They grow them commercially in bags, I know, at about 50-litre size containers. So you'll find around about that size is ideal. Premium potting mix is the thing we need. And you can add a little bit of cocoa peat to your premium potting mix extra if you want to. But premium potting mix, there's enough controlled-release fertiliser there for about 6 or 8 weeks. And they'll just go crazy. Morning sun, bright light spot. Blueberries are fantastic.
And they're okay to repot now? That's okay?
Certainly is.
They're good for you too, Tim.
They're very good for you.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
I couldn't work out why I was getting any blueberries. I've got all these shrubs and there's no blueberries. And then I realised the crows are pinching them.
Crows are the best pinchers. they'll pinch chook pellets.
I know. Everything,
and
don't they?
They pinch everything. Dog food.
Yep.
But one of my best experiences with dog food, there was a bowl of dog food left out the back on a brick area. It was a nice day, and I put it out there. And Bingo sort of, you know, he's one of those dogs that, oh, yeah, has a bit of food, comes in, sleeps on the lounge, sits on his mum's knee. Yeah, he's one of those dogs.
Yeah.
And he didn't eat all of his dog food, and I had a look out the window.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a crow, it was a goanna. Good, the goanna's crawled out of the shrubbery and he's eating the dog food. I didn't know. Goannas eat. I thought they ate snails and things.
Yeah, well, sort of dried up-ish dog food could be in it. Yeah.
Neil from Hammy Hill. Go ahead, Neil.
Hi, Sue Bob. Yeah, I've got this mango tree.
It
was planted about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And it looks healthy enough, but it says it's fast growing, but I think they sold me a pygmy one instead. It's just not growing.
Has it the stem thickened up and it looks a bit stronger, or is it just not doing it?
Well, it looks healthy enough. The leaves are green, and we covered the trunk with some cloth just to stop it getting burnt.
Yeah, well done. Well done. That makes a huge difference. So you should be seeing... Not this one. Neil, you've got to... Either you're a patient person's okay, well, you know, if the leaves are green and I'll just let it happen, or you're just blasting. So this is going to be the make it or break it year. So you could start liquid fertilising it with fish emulsion or Charlie Carp or Power Feed or one of those liquid blood and bone, and over the foliage as well and around the root system, but just really push it along. The risk you run if you do that is that if you get it to grow too early, you'll find if we have a big storm come through, we have a very cold night, that new growth is very susceptible to being affected by the weather, and you just have to manage that. You might have to cover it over with a sheet or something if it's really cold. But where you are... in your area, in Hamilton Hill, I would say you wouldn't have that much of a problem. Probably storm might be it. But this time of the year, you're getting less and less chance of it being damaged. So I'd be pushing it along.
Yeah, I dumped a sack load of kaupu on it last year. Would that be a good idea?
Yeah, definitely do that. But also through the foliage. You find that if you can get something through the foliage, it's absorbed very quickly. So the nutrients go to the plant straight away. If you put the cow manure on, do that as well. Because in your soil being slightly alkaline, you need to improve the soil. That's so important. So do that as well, Neil. But not right up to the trunk, because that knocks the trunk around. With a mango, if it's not a grafted one, you can wait up to 12 years for it to fruit.
Thank you, Neil. Good on you. Thanks for your call. Pete of Rockingham and Steve of Innaloo, you'll get a run after the ad break.
Every Sunday morning on 6PR, we open the door to the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness is all about helping you live a healthier and more enjoyable life. This week on the show, our experts are here to help you. Australia's favourite fitness trainer, Michelle Bridges, is back to answer all your questions about getting fit and staying fit. And our pharmacist and herbalist, Joel Quigley, takes your calls as well. Get well, stay well, live well and look fabulous with the House of Wellness.
Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
The House of Wellness. 7 a.m. Sunday on 882 6PR.
I'm Samantha Wills, entrepreneur and jewellery designer. When you run a small business, you don't work 9 to 5, you work 24/7. At Optus, eligible business customers can chat online to an expert at any time of the day or night if you want to upgrade plans or devices, or ask them about a bill or account on 24/7 live chat. So, at whatever time, there's always an Optus team member available to answer your questions. Yep, even at 4 a.m. Optus, the small business support network. Believe big. Live chat not available for Optus, DSL and Fleet mobile services.
Chemist Warehouse is for cool dads only this Father's Day. Save with big brand vitamins at amazing low prices. Like Nature's Own Glucosamine 1500 with Easy Glide 180 tabs, only $19.99. And Nature's Own Omega-3 Odorless Fish Oil 1000 milligrams 600 caps for $19.99. Chemist Warehouse, for cool dads only. With big brand vitamins at amazing prices. Always read the label. Use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse. Lowest prices guaranteed.
The key to a beautiful garden is having the time and energy to look after it. But that can be difficult with work commitments, not to mention running a household. Luckily, the team at Weeding Women are here to ease your to-do list. From pruning and weeding to planting and mulching, the ladies at Weeding Women care for your garden like it's their own. The regular maintenance service is the answer if you want a clean and tidy garden the whole family can enjoy. Visit weedingwomen.com.au.
Harvey Norman, Cheap Thursday, open till 9 p.m. Your chance to buy cheap, cheap, cheap. Down go the prices with huge savings store-wide. Plus buy with a massive 60 months interest free. No interest, no deposit with monthly payments until September 2021. Approved applicants only. Minimum financed amount $1,500. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. One day only, Thursday till 9 p.m. Trading hours may vary. Check store for details. Cheap Thursday at Harvey Norman with 60 months interest free.
Off-road equipment has everything Dad needs this Father's Day. Save big with Off-road Equipment's massive Father's Day sale. 61 McCoy Street, Myoree, DL19018.
If you want a healthy garden, then you need to use the right mulch. Triple C Mulch blends corn, chicken manure and canola, all grown here in WA, to produce a high-quality mulch that will improve soil biology, nutrient delivery and moisture retention. It's convenient and packed tight. Ask for Triple C Mulch by name at your local garden centre, hardware store or go online to DSACO.com. That's DSATCO. And make your garden grow.
Direct from Scotland, the world-famous pipes and drums of the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards are coming to Perth. A Scottish spectacular featuring 28 musicians, dancers and singers on stage. Experience the power and precision of one of the world's greatest military bands, as featured on the Royal Edinburgh Military Tattoo. Don't miss the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, marching into the Crown Theatre Saturday, November 5. Book now at Ticketmaster.
Now on 6PR Afternoons, we're talking gardening. For Mirko Brothers, trust the experts and grow like a pro with Mirko Brothers. And Dickie's Trees, got a tree that's been tricky? Whack it on the head with a Dickie.
Pete from Rockingham. G'day, Pete.
Hi, Pete.
G'day, Bob. G'day, Sue. I've got two quick ones for you, but one is... I'm planting some tomatoes the other day, and yeah. Mate said to me, chuck basil in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Like, what have you got against basil?
Well, he goes for the Eagles. But, does it help keep bugs away, or what's the point?
It's supposed to, but it doesn't really work. But they are good companion plants. When I say help keeps bugs away, what tomatoes basil in amongst tomatoes will do is that as the tomatoes grow up, it shades the basil plants a little bit, so they're a bit more protected from that hot afternoon sun. So you know, with beautiful lush basil, so it'll work really well, and it's supposed to get rid of bugs or repel bugs, but it doesn't really work.
Just quickly, how do you test the pH in your soil?
Okay, zip to local garden centre and get either Manutech pH testing kit. It's probably Manutech or a CSIRO one, but Manutech one is half the price. And it's probably what's on the market at the moment. It's probably the most reliable of what's on the market. Forget the stab-in ones. They don't work. The ones that you mix the solution in water and if you can find a good testing kit that's available, you can find one of those. But what the pH does is available. It's important when you've got soil that you want to grow a particular crop, but also you've got soil that might be a little alkaline. What it does do, it gives you an understanding of what nutrients are available to the plant. And then if something's not quite right, you go, oh, I know why. The iron's being tied up, you know, yellow leaves and things like that. So it's a really good idea just to get a baseline, a base reading. So for the sake of $20 or $25, it's worth the investment.
But you've got to know know what you're looking at, don't you?
Yeah, you do. But it's easy to test, Bob, because you mix the soil up. And you've got this little colour chart.
So if it comes out and tells me
your
soil's alkaline, I'll say, oh, gee, alkaline. But next time
you go to someone, ring Sue.
Next time I'm talking to Sue, I'll say, what's alkaline soil?
Yeah, so what alkaline soil means is that the iron, which you end up with iron deficiency, the iron is in the soil but it's not available to the plant. And so what happens is that you get yellow leaves and you'll get soil that the yellow leaves, then the plants won't grow. And so then you know what to put on it to then help that. So,
I need a quick answer for this one. Hi, Sue. I have two really sad-looking rosemary bushes, both over 8 years old, both in different locations. They're really woody
yep.
with leaves and flowers only on the tips. Any ideas, please? We are in Stoneville.
I know that area, and they had a really hard year, the rosemary bushes up our way. So just chop one major branch off, let it shoot away. You can so you might have three or four major branches, chop it back really hard, say to within 6 inches of its life or 20 centimetres, let that shoot away and then cut into that hard wood and they'll shoot away again. The other thing is it's so easy, Bob, to grow rosemary cuttings. Yeah. You just put them in a jar of water, they send out roots, and then you replant them and get rid of the whole old plant.
They hand rosemary out at funerals.
That's right. It's for memory.
Put on the coffin.
That's right.
It's beautiful.
I love the aroma. I love rosemary.
Steve from Innaloo. G'day, Steve.
Hello.
Yep. Hello.
Go ahead, Steve.
Yep, I've just got some blueberry bushes that in autumn I chopped back. They were quite big and bushy and fruited. Yep. I thought by this time they would all be shooting and I'd have lots of fruit on them, but they're not really shooting that much. I'm just wondering, did I do the right thing and what can I do to get them working like I want?
How much did you cut them back, Steve?
Probably about 2/3.
And in late autumn or early autumn, was it? Did it set?
It would have been late
yeah,
autumn.
Yeah, okay. Not yet. Don't worry. They're just starting. So I would be saying in 4 weeks' time they'll be shooting away. At the moment, are they in pots or in the ground?
They're in the ground.
Yeah. So controlled release fertiliser and a little bit of weak liquid fertiliser over the top. When I say a little bit, a weak solution. But probably late autumn, was a bit late to trim them back, unfortunately. You'd leave them and then when they shoot away, then you know they're actively growing, then you trim them. And if you're chopping into hard wood, just do one major branch at a time. Let that shoot away and then do the next branch.
So trim in
stages.
In spring.
Yeah. After that, they've got that first lot of fruit, depending on the variety you've got. And if you need to trim back into hard wood, do it in stages. So not stages as in one branch a little bit and then down. You chop one branch back, say by half. Let that shoot away and then do the next lot, next one, yeah.
Thanks, Steve. We've got to go, but Tony of Armidale's been waiting. Go ahead, Tony.
Hi, guys. I have avocado seeds from avocados that I buy.
Yes.
And I'm just wondering, do I have to pot them or I've actually just put one in the ground. I've had some before that I've just had in the ground and they've popped up and I've put them into pots and given them away, but yeah.
Yeah, you can do that if you want to, transplant it. You always run the risk of damaging that radical, that root system. So if you wanted to put it in pots straight away because you don't want to keep the tree in that area, you can just put it straight into a pot and it's easy. Just bury the seed by half. That's all you need to do. Put it underneath a tree, put it out in the rain when it's getting the rain so it will shoot away, no problem at all. But then at least you don't have to set it back while it's being transplanted because it does knock them around. Yeah, go for it.
So just put it in the ground and
put it,
job done?
Job done. Yeah, put it in the pot. Yeah.
Thank you, Tony. Zara from Innaloo will be our last caller. Go ahead, Zara.
Well, hi, guys. I'm just wondering, I've got two wisteria that I planted about 2 years ago, and they just have never thrived, never grown. I'm just wondering, do I need to move them?
Oh, it doesn't matter, actually, because usually the ones that don't grow very well flower the best. You'll find.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good thing. If you put it well, it's totally up to you. They need full sun. They need to be treated hard. And usually they put really good flowers up. They need full sun, really hot spot. You'll find they do well. So if you've got the wisteria in a full hot spot, really dry, they send out new growth after their flowering time and they're just starting to bud up at the moment. So spring is their amazing flowering time. And then they have about 6 weeks growth after end of September. And then that's when you trim them back. So that's when they put on that new growth. Maybe last spring. They really only grow once a year. They won't grow.
These haven't grown enough to trim.
Yeah, you will be amazed. You will be amazed what happens in September.
Okay.
If they've been in the ground for that long. Yep.
The other question I have, I'd like to put in a sapling poinciana and I've been told to wait until it's really hot. Is that true?
Yeah, wait until it's a little bit warmer. But you've probably got until the end of October. We'll be plenty. Middle of October. Zara, depending on the height of it. But get it in while the soil's still damp. Definitely. Get it happening. Get it used to it. If you put it in when it's really hot, you have to protect it from the really hot weather. So okay. while it, as it starts to warm up, even end of September should be okay, particularly in Innaloo Way. Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
Pleasure. Thank you, Zara. Thank you, Sue. Lovely to Take be care. Working with you again.
Yeah, lovely to hear your voice.
Sunday morning's next.
I look forward to that. Yeah.
Talk to you on Sunday morning. Take care. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We've got a lot to do. It's about 29 before 3. Adam Shand will follow after the news at 3 o'clock, but right now we've got to clear a break.